from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Rutgers University faces a federal complaint filed by two groups over alleged incidents in which Muslim and Palestinian students face discrimination. The complaint also alleges the university failed to investigate claims of bias. The two groups that filed the complaints are the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee and the Council on American Islamic Relations, New Jersey. The complaint alleges the university is indifferent to what it is called a hostile learning environment that students face on campus. To raise money for road repairs, a new state law hikes the state's gas tax and adds a yearly fee for electric vehicle owners. In a new FDU poll, about two-thirds of residents say they support the new fee on EVs.
Democrats are a little less likely than Republicans to support the measure, so 63% support among Democrats, 72% among Republicans. But really, it's a support across the board by Republicans, Democrats, and Independents.
And the Murphy administration wants to see zero new gas-powered vehicles being sold in New Jersey by the year 2035. But for those of you still driving gas-powered vehicles, the price of a gallon of gas in the Garden State has jumped almost 20 cents in the past week. AAA says the current average price for a gallon of gas is $3.61, up more than 32 cents from a month ago. AAA analysts say international tensions from wars in the Middle East and in Ukraine have pushed up prices for oil. Doctors have transplanted a pig kidney into a New Jersey woman who was near death, part of a dramatic pair of surgeries that also stabilized her failing heart. 54-year-old Lisa Pisano's combination of heart and kidney failure left her too sick to qualify for a traditional transplant. Dr. Robert Montgomery, director of NYU Langone Transplant Institute, says they can't put a specific time frame on her survivability.
When you combine things that are just on the cutting edge of the future, you just don't know how it's going to turn out.
Pisano is recovering well. Her team of doctors say she's only the second patient ever to receive a pig kidney. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Pleasant and cool out there. Could we get overnight frost? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.